Hey, y'all, who's ready to start a podcast to build your audience and reach new readers in 2024? I'm Kim, host of Book Marketing Mania, and I'm so thrilled you're tuning in today because we're going to talk about what to include in your first few podcast episodes, including a trailer and why you need one. So in our last episode, we talked about the first five things you want to have in place: your podcast name, your cover art, your microphone and headphones, your recording and editing software, and your podcast hosting platform. And with those things ready, you're going to feel like it's getting real, right? It's no longer a dream. It's no longer an item on your bucket list to start a podcast because you are going to start a podcast in 2024. Now, these first few episodes that we're talking about, we're just in the planning stage. You're not recording yet, unless you're someone that does better just off the cuff. And if so, then go for it. But for the rest of us, we need a little planning and outlining before recording our episodes. And you know what they say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I don't want that to be the case for you. I also want to note that we haven't talked about your launch date, and there's a good reason for that. If you're the off-the-cuff type of person, you could get your podcast launched in just a few days. If you're more of a planner, you might want to give yourself 30 days. And if you're going to have interviews with guests, you may need up to 6 weeks to launch your podcast because you want to have time to set up your guest scheduling system, time to invite your guest, and we're going to be talking about both of those in upcoming episodes. Plus, you'll need time to record with your guest and time to edit those episodes. They're a lot different than solo episodes. But whether you're ready to set your launch date or you're just tracking along with me on these episodes and you're ready to outline your first few episodes, I want you to always remember your podcasting goals, like we talked about in episode 114. Know why you're starting a podcast. So to think about your launch date, look at your calendar and see where your podcasting goals fall. Like, if you're getting ready for a book launch, that you know you want to build your email list prior to the book launch, right? So you have people on your email list that can now hear about your pre-orders and hear about your book. Well, you've got to think way, way, way ahead of time, right? To back into all those dates and to be able to be producing content on a podcast that gets people excited and want to be on your email list, you know, and then you have time to nurture them so then you can sell your book, right? Or maybe you're getting ready for a writing conference this summer and you're planning to pitch a book proposal to a publisher or an agent. So you know when your writing conference is on your calendar, right? Then you have to kind of backtrack, you know, how much time do I need to get my podcast going, right? Be able to nurture my listeners, get them on my email list, get them engaging with me, get them following me on social, you know, whatever your goals are there, so that you can bring that to the table with your agent and publisher and be able to talk about your author platform because you have been building it on a podcast. So no matter what your goal is, if you have it on your calendar, you can see when you need to start your podcast to give you enough time to attract and connect with your target listeners who are your future readers, and you have time to serve and nurture them through your episodes so they have time to take action with you, resulting in you meeting your goals. So you always want to start earlier than you think you need to. Once you've thought through that and prayed through your podcast launch timeline for when you want to start a podcast, now let's talk about your first few episodes when you start your show. So your first episode, we informally call it episode zero, and that's your podcast trailer. Your podcast trailer is a short episode, it's 3 minutes or less, that tells podcast listeners what your show is about. Now, is it absolutely necessary to have a trailer? No, it's not. But here's two reasons you want to have one. Number one, as a new podcaster, you want the blessing of Apple Podcast. So when setting up your podcast hosting platform, and y'all remember from the last episode, I love Buzzsprout, you'll upload one episode to the host and then you submit it to the Apple Podcast directory as a second step. And you want to get their blessing and you want to troubleshoot anything that Apple may flag as something that needs to be updated on your podcast, whether it's your cover art or your description or your categories, anything like that. You want to make sure you troubleshoot it there before you send it out anywhere else. Apple Podcasts, because they are the number one podcasting platform that listeners listen on today. And I know that's true for my show. And you don't want that first episode to be episode one of your podcast, right? That you are really wanting to get it out there to the world and you really want people to listen to it. You really want it to be that short trailer episode. And again, I say that because you could always take it out if you don't like it later after your podcast is up and running. You could always delete it. You can change it later on down the road. And we'll talk about that later because I think that's applicable to people that are already podcasting as well. So we're going to talk about updating your trailer in future episodes. But then the second reason why you want a trailer is for your listeners. And actually, I guess that should always be first because your listeners should always come first. But as a listener, they want to know what your show is about. So if they come across your podcast and a podcast player gets recommended to them, they want to be able to know right away what the show is about, what to expect if they follow the show and their podcast player, and they're going to be looking for a way to leave you a written review. And today, the only place to do that is on Apple Podcast. So be thinking about that. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in a future episode, just how that plays into your launch plan and how you want to make sure that you're able to forward people to Apple when the time comes. So that's your first episode that we call episode zero, your trailer. And in most podcast apps, you'll see a trailer. So if you wanted to go look and be inspired, you can. So I know on the mobile Apple Podcast app, if you're on a podcast show page, you can scroll down and you'll see the trailer right there before you see like ratings and reviews. And I know on Spotify, it's right at the very top of the show page. So if you think about that, if you listen to podcasts, and I'm guessing you do, if you're listening to this one, you could pull up your favorite shows and just check out their trailers and listen to them and be inspired to create your own. And remember, that trailer gets uploaded before you officially launch your show. You're going to upload it to your podcast host, and then you're going to submit it to the Apple Podcast Directory. And so get busy outlining that trailer episode. And again, when you're ready to record, it's only 3 minutes max. Now, let's talk about your first few episodes, episode 1, 2, and 3. And we're focused on that because right now what's working great is when you release your podcast with at least 3 episodes on launch day. It could be more, but I think at least releasing with 3 really gives your listeners a taste of what's to come. And it sets the stage for them. And they're able to binge listen and get really excited about learning from you, being inspired by you. And they really start looking forward to tuning in every week and telling their friends about it, which is what we want, right? So episode 1, I think it's always great to share with your listeners why you started the podcast. And again, you always want to keep the focus on your listeners. And you want to talk about who you want to listen, you know, like who are your listeners that you started this show for? And make it clear because, again, you want people to be talking about your show and they want to know who to share it with, right? And think about what listeners can expect to hear. Okay, now this is different from your trailer. Like in your trailer, you're talking about what to expect at the show level, like what to expect from this show in general. But now in episode 1, you have an opportunity to talk about what to expect coming up. Like get them excited about what's coming up in episode 2 and 3. What's coming up next month? If you've already thought that far ahead on your episodes, you can start plugging them here and letting them know what to expect on the show. And again, you want to make it all about what's in it for your listeners so they are motivated to binge through several episodes at a time and keep coming back week after week. And if your goal is to grow your email list, like we talked about on episode 114, the different podcasting goals you might have, if your goal is to grow your email list with a podcast, then be sure to share your freebie on your podcast episodes, especially episode 1, and talk about how it benefits your listeners so they're eager to hand over their email address to get it. And we're going to talk about in future episodes different ways you can share your lead magnet in your episodes in a non-slimy, salesy way, right? Okay, so now let's move on to episodes 2 and 3. Y'all know I would love for these to be solo episodes so listeners can really get connected with you and your voice as an author. So episodes 2 and 3 are hopefully solo, but I know many of you may prefer to do interviews instead. So one or both of these episodes might be interviews to give listeners a glimpse into the format of the show. And we're going to be talking a lot about that soon because I really want to challenge you. If you are podcasting to build your own author platform, please consider sprinkling in solo episodes where listeners can connect directly with you. And we're going to be talking a lot about that soon. So now if you're like, I don't know what to talk about at episodes 1, 2, and 3. Yes, you do. If you're building an audience for your future book, or you're using your podcast to reach new readers for your older books, you know what your book is about, and you know who it's for. And you know, when I work with authors and coaches, I love discovering the journey that they have planned to take their readers and clients on. Because when you think through that journey, it's so easy to map out podcast episodes that align with that journey and get your listeners excited to take the next step with you. So on a recent podcast launch with a client, we mapped out 4 months of weekly episodes in one sitting because I knew what her table of contents were for her book. And I saw like how that was divided up. And we kind of came up with her content pillars or content buckets from that. And we're going to dive into that a lot in an upcoming episode 2. So again, you know what your book is about and you know who it's for, so you know what to talk about on your podcast. So once you have your trailer and your first 3 episodes lined, you're ready to record. Or if you're going to have guests, you're ready to start that process of inviting and scheduling so you can record. And I'll link my favorite recording tutorials for you in the show notes. Now, something fun for you this week. As you're at your desk or your table with your microphone, or as you're at your computer or phone outlining your episodes, start taking some photos and some short vertical videos. Doesn't have to have your face, but just start taking some videos and create an album on your phone for podcast launch. Because next week, I'm going to share how to get your friends and followers excited about your podcast with ideas for your launch plan and content you can share with them before you launch your show. So be sure to click follow in your podcast player so you don't miss an upcoming episode. And thanks for tuning in today. And as always, I'll be there for you to help you build your audience and reach new readers one podcast at a time. See you then.